Welcome to Apothecary After Dark. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Apothecary After Dark, what we talk about when we kick all the customers out of the store and lock the doors. And we are so excited today. We're here with amazing people. My name is Dina. I'm co-owner of The Apothecary with my sister and business partner in crime.
Hi, guys. I'm Danielle. And with us tonight is my lovely daughter, Haley. My Haley Rose.
Yes, hello. How are you?
So Haley has been working with us for how long now?
I don't even know. We're coming on 2 years.
Yeah, soon. Yeah. It'll be 2 years soon, I think. Like what, July or August? This summer will be 2 years. Yeah.
So incredible.
Now, Haley has really come into her own and has just blossomed. And I mean that as a double entendre, blossomed into this career path of herbalism. And I'm just so thrilled because I learned so much from her, and we're having her here tonight so that she can share some of her knowledge with us and some magic and some spells of herbalism and plants.
Right, because if you don't know, we have a full selection of herbs that most of which are hand-packed by Haley.
Yes, I am usually the one packing all the herbs, and all the herbs we're going to be talking about today and working with today, we also have here at the shop as well, if you wanted to do it at home.
So, right. Yeah. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us, and Haley will be our resident expert in regards to herbs and plants and all of that wonderfulness. So we asked her to come and talk about some of her favorites, some of the more commonly used in her practice and how you can use them. We do have a whole wall of herbs, and there's such a variety of ways that you can use them. But Haley, do you want to talk a little bit about your practice and herbs and plants in general? And
yeah, I mean, I would love to just start off with the fact that plants are genuine sentient beings, and they have their own consciousness, they have their own awareness, and they have their own energy. So typically, we see customers all the time, they coming in looking for herbs for the spell work that they're going to be doing, but you can also use them for medicinal purposes as well on top of that. So, I mean, plants really... my mind just spinning because there's so much to talk about with plants. They're so incredible, and they have their own mind, body, and spirit, genuinely just like we do, but they have their own in their own incredible way. So, for example, the body of a plant is going to be, of course, their physical appearance, whether their colors, their smells, their physical chemicals that they have running through them. Then their mind of the plant is going to be their adaptability, how they move and survive throughout the earth and where they are found and all of that. And then the soul is really the magical properties that we hear all about. And they really have their own essence and energy and things they rule over. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot to go into with these plants and to unpack.
So just like when we are at the shop, and a lot of times people come in and say, I need something for protection, or I need something for love. You know, one of the things that we might go to would be crystals, and we'll say, okay, so for protection, obsidian, and for love, you know, rose quartz. But plants have that.
Absolutely. And that's where my mind always goes, where people seem to not cut off plants as when they come into our shop, but they kind of just first, their first instinct is go into the crystals. And when the plants are just as powerful and just different in their own way, but they're just as powerful, and you can use them just like you can with crystals as well.
I think people often don't know how to start working with them. The herbs. They see this whole beautiful wall of herbs, and we do have little descriptors of some of their benefits. But what are some ways that people can use the different herbs?
Yeah, so you really can start with something so simple as sprinkling some cinnamon in your wallet or in your pocket, or literally you can carry herbs to hold that intention as well, just like you would putting a rose quartz in your pocket. You can, like we're going to be doing today, we're going to make a tea and do a tea spell. But so you can drink the herbs, of course, always making sure you're sourcing them properly and very organically, and making sure that company, I love going to herbalist-owned companies who are actually harvesting the herbs themselves and making sure it's all the best quality that you can get. There's so many different ways. You can make an oil, you can make a tincture, and I know it sounds scary, but it genuinely is very simple. And I mean, we could get into that, but I know we got a lot to talk to today. I don't want anyone to be afraid when going into herbs, because it's just like with crystals, when you're starting, it's going to seem a little nervous just because we don't know, but it's genuinely just as easy as it would be working with crystals or anything else.
So what are some of the practices that you incorporate into your day most?
I would say definitely making teas. It's very easy. This is my own French press here. I just bought a tea kettle, actually. So I usually make teas, and then also I have my skin oils that I use and love so much. So yeah, you can infuse herbs into oils and then literally just topically put them on your body, and they always hold intentions as well when you're doing it, and also medicinal benefits on top of that.
Okay.
It was cool. I got a nasty cat bite and I was taking medicine, and Haley's like, first of all, I'm going to make you a tea. And I was very happy that she just whipped up a tea for me. But then she actually created, what's it called? A poultice?
A poultice, yeah.
A poultice that she's like, okay, I need some clay, some natural clay. And then she incorporated some herbs, and it pulls the toxins out of the wound. And my doctor was quite impressed by the healing that my body was facilitating. And I said, well, I'm combining Western medicine, and then my Haley made me these herbal remedies. And he was like, well, that's very interesting. So I liked it. I liked the combination of, you know.
Yeah, I love it too, because I got to work my own practice on her too. That was my first time I ever did that, and it worked out actually really well. So yeah. That was great.
She still has her finger, so.
I'm grateful for that.
Yes,
I am. The infection is gone.
I would have had to call you Jerry Garcia.
So what do we have here, Haley? What did you
call? So here we have some rose petals, buds and petals. We have some mullein. I'm not talking to the mic. But then we have mugwort, and then we have dandelion root. And then, of course, we got our hot water and my French press. So let's just jump right into it.
Yeah.
So rose is going to – let's just start off with rose. So rose is going to hold the intentions of course, we'll start with the magical properties. We always hear it's going to help with self-love, compassion, any type of love you're really trying to draw in. Rose is going to be incredible for that. But not only its magical properties, its medicinal properties also helps with our heart. It is incredible for our heart health, for our cardiac health. It's also incredible for the skin as well. So it's actually in my skin oil that I use. It's going to help tighten our pores. It's an astringent. It has so many astringent properties in it. And then it's also incredible for female hormones and female health. So when we are on our periods, it helps with our menstrual flows, keeping them regulated, really making sure that our cramps, it literally helps my cramps so much if I ever get them. And then it also just helps with pain in general. So rose is incredible. And then we have mullein here, which is so good. If you mentioned you had a sore throat earlier. Mm-hmm. It actually, mullein is so great for a sore throat or if you have a dry cough going on. It's a demulcent and also an expectorant, which basically just means it helps cough up excess mucus that's in the body and in the lungs. And it also coats your lungs and your stomach in this amazing mucous membrane that just helps your stomach digest. It's incredible for your respiratory system and your lymphatic system. It is so good for all that mucus building up. And then that ties into its magical properties and its spiritual properties of how it helps rid negativity and rid things out of the system. And it's actually correlated with the throat chakra. If you think about coughing.
Yeah, moving that
100%
energy.
100% is about moving stuff and communicating. It is so great for, it's very protective. Like And it helps with transmutation inside the body as well. So like ridding the negativity out of us, just like it does physically to our body. So you'll notice that these properties do overlap so much with the rose, with the heart and the love, and then mugwort with the coughing up and also with getting rid of stuff.
The mullein.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, the mullein.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then the next is mugwort. Yeah. So mugwort is, of course, going to be incredible for our intuition and our psychic abilities. And then that also ties in with its medicinal properties, where it's going to actually tap into our third eye. And they overlap so much because it's incredible for dream work. If you have a tea of mugwort, we're only going to put a little bit in today. I don't know how crazy you guys want your dreams tonight. But it literally, it feels like the plant speaks to you. It is known from ancient times to really help get dream recalls, really do dream work. If you ever do lucid dreaming, astral traveling, mugwort is incredible for that. And then last but not least is dandelion root. Dandelion root. I love all dandelion. You'll find it growing around everywhere. Be careful where you're harvesting it.
But you don't want any
no pesticides.
Especially not that Roundup crap.
Especially with dandelions. You gotta be careful. Everybody wants to get rid of dandelions. That's true.
They're so happy.
They're so happy.
They're beautiful yellow dandelions. But why would that piss you off? I don't understand.
And then they turn into make-a-wish.
Yeah.
That you blow.
Like why? Why would they do that?
Exactly. So dandelions, like she just said, they're actually incredible for releasing things out into the world, out from our body. Going back to that just one tradition of making a wish when with all of its white little petals, or not petals, but little seeds flying around. Dandelion's one of my favorites. It's going back to the mind-body-soul thing, the body of the dandelion itself, to me, it embodies duality because when it first blooms and the flowers come up, it looks like this bright ball of sunshine. It looks like a sun blossoming. And then once that goes away and then it's all the seeds left, it literally looks like a moon and it symbolizes the duality of yin and yang and the moon and the sun.
I love that.
I love the dandelion. It's one of my favorites. I have so many favorite herbs. I literally...
Does it have anything... I don't know. I'm thinking about dandelion. What I think about dandelions is I think about their like... They persevere and they're resilient too.
Precisely.
Because they grow. They're like, so like, right, try and get dandelions out. You need to like basically like bomb the hell out of it.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to get into.
Right? That's what like
its
that.
Its mind is literally so adaptable, so resilient, persevering through so much. I love dandelions so much for that.
That's what's so fun about leaning into spiritual correspondences is that you really don't need a book. Think about how these plants are in the world.
Exactly.
Right? So I don't know. Haley knows a little bit about this, but when we were all in lockdown in our houses during COVID, I was driving my husband crazy because I was making flower essences with every single flower that came up on my property. Now we have, you know, Ruby, the shop dog, and Jinx, the shop dog. We didn't have Jinx back then, but because we have a dog, we don't use any pesticides in our home, on our grass, nothing. So I was very comfortable using all the flowers that were coming up to make the flower essences, but I did dandelion, I did hyacinth, which is about... teamwork.
I love that.
And group communication. Think about like all the little.
Yes.
Right?
Oh my gosh, it's so good. Like, it's so good.
So I would be looking up all of these correspondences. I mean, even when the herbs would flower, I did like Greek oregano flower essence.
Ooh.
Yeah, seriously, I was getting really down the rabbit hole on that one. So I'm excited. Let's do this tea. Right. So how do we do this?
Okay, so I'll put the mic down. So, of course, you get any vessel that you have, you'll see usually people with a teapot, but you first put your herbs in and then you pour the hot water on. It's really just as simple as that. But we wanted to spice it up a little bit of doing a tea spell work. So all of these herbs are going to be incredible for, I chose the intention of spiritual release and emotional release. Whatever intention it is, you could do this at home if you'd like. So you really want to get specific with the intention you're doing, but for today, for just the purposes of doing this, we're just going to have it as just an energetic intention set in our own brains. But at home, you could write down on a piece of paper what specifically you want to release. And you could even do this on a full moon, which is the best energetic time for releasing things and ridding things that do no longer serve us. So I always say measure with your heart and measure... just whatever you're really drawn to do. Rose, we love her. So we're just going to do a tad of that. Dandelion root is a bitter, so it's not the most tasteful herb in the world.
Unless you're Italian and you like bitter.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm a bitter herb gal.
You are?
I do like bitter herbs.
Okay, yeah. That's good. And then here we are. Mugwort, like I said, this is going to be, it's going to spice up your dreams a lot. It also just helps with your dream recall in general. So if you feel like you never remember any of your dreams, have some mugwort. And you will definitely remember your dream.
And keep a dream journal next to
your bed. Yes, definitely. Because as the day goes on, you will not remember that.
No, as soon as you wake up, just write down whatever comes to mind.
Precisely.
Okay, and then you just like added them all and you just eyeballed it.
I did, right. I literally eyeball it all. You'll see people have measurements, especially on like TikTok videos or whatever you see. They'll have like a half a cup of this or a quarter cup of this, but it's truly measure with your heart, especially if you know the herb. Always know the herb that you're using. Like I said, for the mind, body, and soul, like it truly, you realize so much about the plant when you look at it as a whole like that, not just its spiritual properties, not just its physical properties, as a whole. And then, yeah. So then you just pour your hot water on. I hope this is still hot. It looks like it is.
It should be because that Stanley is.
Yeah.
It's a Stanley.
And I also like chamomile tea. So I was thinking, like, I can also do this combination and add chamomile tea even, because that's also very, like, comforting.
Absolutely. Yeah, too. So you can get so creative with this. You can truly make it your own if you do have a favorite herb that you truly love. Yeah. Definitely use that. Yeah, chamomile's amazing. I mean, I have, like I said, I have so many herbs that I would have loved to bring here today, but I really had to keep it short and little for this cute little tea spell.
Do you have one, like, a particular herb that you always find yourself putting in your teas?
Nettle leaf. Stinging nettle is so incredible. It is packed with so many minerals. I actually haven't gotten into its spiritual, like, benefits yet.
So I would think nettle would be protective, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right, spiritually, like, spiritually protective, maybe boundary setting.
Yeah, and then that goes in with rose as well. Yeah. The rose, people seem to forget about all of its thorns on it when it's just so beautiful and tastes amazing, smells amazing, but it truly does help you set boundaries. And yeah, I love those beautiful flowers that have thorns all over them. It like truly is so beautiful.
Right, you can look, don't touch.
Yes, exactly.
Rose is one of my favorites for sure.
Yeah, so that's what this tea is going to be. It is now steeping. It will take like a couple minutes to steep and fully extract all the benefits that we want out of it. But in the meantime, for this spiritual releasing, we have obviously the mugwort. I was mixing up my mullein and mugwort. So the mugwort's going to be incredible for tapping into our psychic abilities, tapping into the one, the all, and really sourcing the energy of the spell. And then the dandelion root is going to be so incredible for bringing in that duality, that resiliency, that strength, and just really getting through tough times. Dandelion completely embodies that. And then the mullein, of course, is the ridding, the coughing it up, the getting it out of our system, getting it out of our body. And then, of course, the rose brings in that self-love, that compassion that I truly feel if we don't have self-love in ourselves, any energy work that we do, it just is not as strong as it could truly be. You're not harnessing the full power you have within yourself. This tea is going to be quite amazing.
I love that.
So
I was going to say, you can also utilize this if you wanted to do a bath salt. Yeah, right?
Totally.
Combine that with some Epsom salt.
Absolutely.
And then oils. You add oils and you make herb oils.
Right. You can, that's right. Like, so
it's
beautiful.
So versatile.
It's so versatile. You can make anything from the oils to incense you can make. That's going to be my next thing. I might want to do a class of making incense.
Ooh,
here. That would
yay.
be
so much fun.
It would be so good. So it's you can get it. Herbs really are shown everywhere throughout spirituality, and it's under the huge umbrella of spirituality that I feel like people seem to just not, I don't know, it's just not the first thing people gravitate towards, but it truly...
Sometimes I think that people overlook the fact that, you know, like the, like you said, like the herbs have the spiritual components, because it's not like like the crystals, you could get a piece of jewelry, you can put the rock in your yes. pocket, but like they're overlooking the fact that I always say, even when we're like talking about like, I need a white sage, which I don't really use, but I use cedar because it grows on the land in which we live.
Right.
So absolutely. I think it has such a more powerful connection to cleansing energetically where we live. So people go to it for that, where they're like, oh, I want to burn something as an incense, you know, to totally. Bring that smoke. But we forget about how important it is to sort of like infuse our energetic system with the energy of not only the crystals, but the plants as well. And they work so well together.
Absolutely.
I'm actually looking up, Haley is teaching a class, and that's what I'm looking up. I'm not being rude on my right. phone. I wanted yeah. to get the date. We are doing a, where is it? A witchy tea party. Herbal yeah. magic and tea blending workshop in person on Sunday, July 20th at 4:00.
Yes.
And those tickets are available on our website. And Haley's going to be teaching it, and you're going to be able to have this experience in person and learn how to make your own tea.
Yeah, and we're going to have a variety. Yeah,
yeah, we're basically going to be doing this, but with a bunch of different herbs that we have at the shop. And it can, you can truly get so creative with it on your own. It's going to be a good time.
All right, yeah. So can we have this tea?
Yes.
I want to try
it.
I'm excited.
And yeah, like back
and to And I always say nature is amazing.
Yeah.
Like it's one of my favorite things to say. It's so restorative to spend time walking in nature. And like when I take nature walks with Haley, she'll just spy like mushrooms growing in the wild. And she'll literally get so excited.
That's a whole other.
Are a whole nother kingdom other than plants. They're so interconnected. So that's a whole nother topic.
My little nature baby. Yeah, no, it's wonderful. It's fascinating. And, you know, it's so cool to see how its properties and benefits like take on how they exist in nature. Mm-hmm. Like, we are nature. So it's just, it's so cool.
It overlaps so much.
Yeah.
And yeah, like what you were saying, how it kind of gets overlooked because we literally, we go to the supermarket, we get
yeah.
food, we have basil in our, all of our spice drawers or cabinets, whatever you have. It seems like all of those, rosemary, basil, they all have their own metaphysical, energetic benefits and medicinal
yeah.
benefits, not
exactly.
just for the taste, but of course, that's just the body of it. And then there's a whole other mind and soul attached to that plant.
All right, so let's try.
All right, so
I don't know. She might be really hot still.
That's okay.
I see steam. So the intention for this is emotional release.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So when you are pouring it, when you every sip you take, you're imagining that intention releasing and receiving this positive energy that we put into the herbs. And then if you do have a spoon, you don't have a spoon here, but stirring clockwise helps bring in the intention and set it in there, and then stirring counterclockwise helps releasing it. So
okay.
in this case, we would stir it counterclockwise.
All right. Cheers. We're going to try.
Cheers.
Try not to burn our tongues.
Oh, it smells good.
Oh, it does smell good.
Mm.
This is lovely.
I love it.
No, it's really good.
So nice. No, it's really
It's
delicious.
Really good. Like,
it's so good.
It's really good.
It's very soothing and comforting.
It is.
And the flavor is
It's
delightful.
Actually very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Good job.
Well, I didn't even have to like make my pretend face. This is really nice. I like this a lot.
Wow. I love it.
It's very demure.
It is. And in the china,
it's
just, I feel like, who are we?
Having a tea party.
We are.
You guys
But
think?
It's timeless, actually.
Yes.
So my friend owns a tea company, and she traveled around the world, and tea is ceremonial for coming together. And, you know, you have tea with your friends, and it's connecting and conversing.
Mm-hmm.
And setting the intention. And
absolutely.
It's beautiful.
And I would like just to add at the end real quick of to always respect our herbs. I see people getting really happy with their essential oils and doing 40 drops of a lavender, or the amount of time and energy that these plants truly went through to get to you. They made the journey. We did not. We're just picking it up at a store, ordering online with all the Amazoning that goes on. It truly matters so much to pay your respects to the plant and the journey it took from just it growing itself, being harvested, and then traveling all the way to you. And then especially the essential oils. You do not need to get so, what's the word? It's just
a little excessive. Goes a long way.
Yes, yeah. A little goes such a long way, and it truly shows how much you see and view the plant with how you use it. Like with this whole tea, just for the three of us, I used this much herb, and we still have so much tea remaining. Like,
and it's very flavorful. Yes. It's not like just hot water, so you don't really need to overload it at all.
Precisely.
Also, something that I didn't know, that I now know because of Haley, and I had gifted this to Haley, was that you want to have a lot of surface area, right, when making a tea and when making a tincture. Because, so you want to cut it small.
Yes.
Because you have a surface area that really helps in making the flavor come out. Because I had gifted Haley a tincture that I had from Lemon Balm that was seeping and seeping and seeping for years. But I didn't know to chop it fine. And I just put loose leaves in it, which it was good because it was seeping for 3 years.
For years.
But you want to have it chopped and so it'll help.
Yeah, there's so many little things like this that we would probably need like an hour episode for me to talk about. But yeah, definitely, I know it might seem pretty. I mean, these I grabbed from our stock here, but at home, if I am making a tea, I like to grind up whatever I do have in my mortar and pestle because it truly does extract it even faster and more. And especially when you're making an oil or a tincture or anything that you're doing, grind it up as much as you can. I know it doesn't look as pretty, especially if you're using calendula or the rose, but it truly makes a difference. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. That's good to know. That's a good tip. Thank you for that.
So, Haley, thank you so much for joining us today and bringing us into your world of herbs and flowers. And I really love what you said about respecting the journey of the plants. It's so important to remember that these sentient beings take a whole journey to get to us. And if we're asking them to help us in some way, we should approach them with reverence.
Absolutely. It goes both ways. And even the power of its own energy will connect with you more, even with your houseplants. They're so sentient. There were studies done that your own houseplant can sense its owner coming, like, up from, like, a 500 feet away. I've heard even, like, a mile away. They literally perk up, and their energy senses you coming.
Haley's so nice to our houseplants. I'm very grateful she takes good care of them.
But it's truly...
I'm learning a lot.
It truly makes a difference. Even with the houseplants you have at home, when you're connecting with them, talking with them, loving with them, they truly will prosper even more. If you have a negative household or you really don't spend time with it, it will just like kind of get by. But there was a former CIA polygraph expert that hooked up plants to a polygraph and tested an experiment on it of just thinking bad thoughts about the plant. It entirely perked up and its entire like chemistry and its emotions and hormones going through were spiking because it was terrified and like didn't like your negative thoughts.
Oh.
That's amazing.
So there's even experiments backing this. So it's real.
So be loving. Be loving towards your plants.
Absolutely.
And be grateful. We give thanks. So this is really cool. Thanks, Haley.
Yes, thank you guys.
Awesome. Let us know what questions you have. If you guys have tips or favorite combinations or recipes, let us know. We always love to hear from you guys as well.
Remember to follow us all the places at Amityville Apothecary, and we will see you soon.
Yes.
And come to the class.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. I will see you guys there.
All right. Thanks,
Bye.
Guys.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to us today. We look forward to connecting with you again soon, so be sure to come back for the next episode.
And make sure to follow us on social media. It's the fastest way you can get in touch with us at Amityville Apothecary, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And of course, like, subscribe to this podcast. We are eternally grateful for your support.